What was that? What are you doing? Caroline just said to me, do you have a sneeze sound effect? Oh. We don't need one. There you go.
Oh, God.
Get the real thing.
Yeah, I'm sick again.
Yeah, it was a shocker. Oh, what a shocker.
That's nice, though. Hey guys, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey Jeff here. It's a day that ends in Y. My wife is sick.
I just have a cold, you know. I think I was at Jiffy Lube with Marlene, Jeff. I literally sneezed like 1,000 times.
You went to Jiffy Lube?
Yeah, Marlene had to get her oil changed, all right? She didn't go to her
car dealership. What did they try to sell you?
Oh, she got the filter. She paid $100-something altogether. I'm like, Marlene, really?
They suckered her. They see a female at Jiffy Lube. Yeah. They do it to everybody. But I really think they know they can upsell women more than men.
Oh, yeah. I said, Marlene, you probably could have got that part cheaper at your car dealership.
What filter? Not an air filter.
Air filter?
For $100, an air filter.
But no, including the oil change.
Okay, that's not awful. So they charge like $65 for an air filter.
Yeah, probably. See, because then I had a coupon. Oh. Anyway, I don't know why companies do that. They see a woman, let's charge her more.
Of course.
What are we, stupid? Hello? No.
Well.
Have you guys heard yesterday's podcast with Juan Pablo Olesliger? Anyway, it's a great podcast. It's up already, guys. Check it out. Revolver Podcast, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play Music, and Pandora. Yeah. So, check that podcast out. Oh, my God. I cannot.
Man.
My hearing. Jeff, my ears are blocked, too.
Talking a mile a minute and can't even get it out of your mouth. Yeah.
Anyway, coming up, we have Connie Marie Flores.
Oh.
Actress. And she stars in a movie. Jeff, what's the movie's name?
Movie's Marriage Story.
Marriage Story.
It's getting a lot of publicity.
A lot of buzz, right? A lot of buzz.
My brother and my sister-in-law saw it, and they liked it.
They saw the play or the movie?
No, they saw the movie.
Oh, but it's also now on Netflix, right?
I believe it's getting a lot of praise for, it's getting tons of buzz for... SAG Awards.
Wow.
And then, of course, that gives you buzz for the Academy Awards.
You know what?
It's got Scarlett Johansson in it.
Alan Alda.
I think we say it Alda.
Oh.
Adam Driver. Talk about people that young people know. Yeah. Alan Alda's like 90. Some people might not even know who he is.
But he's an iconic figure, Jeff.
Oh, I know he is. But I bet there's some young people that don't know who Alan Alda is.
Probably not. Probably
How old is he? Is he 90?
No, I think he's 80.
He's older than 80.
But anyway, who else? Ray Liotta's in it.
Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
He's getting up there,
he's
too.
He's crazy. Ray Liotta's just crazy, right?
Alan Alda. I'm saying 86. He is 83.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Not that old.
So, Jeff, it's a great cast. So
yes,
Connie Marie
is.
Flores, we're going to have her on in a couple minutes, but she's representing, Jeff, the Spanish community. All right, so I don't know what her role is. I didn't see her. I just saw a little bit of the trailer. It seems like a good movie, though. Your brother loved it?
Oh, they liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's about a couple who are just trying to make it with the kid and while they're getting divorced, right?
Looks like they're getting divorced. It looks like, I'm not going to say it's a modern take on Kramer versus Kramer, but, you know, because that was at the time when Kramer versus Kramer came out, you know, with Dustin Hoffman and, what's her name?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep was a nobody then, by the way.
Oh, no, she wasn't nobody. But I got to tell you, that is one of my favorite movies.
People love that movie.
I love that movie. It was
but
sad.
That was, at the time, it was a big deal because, I don't know, divorce was just...
Unheard of, right?
Very 70s themed movie.
She's a stay-at-home mom. If you guys get a chance to rent that movie, it's a good movie, though. Anyway, so we have Connie Marie Flores from the movie what's the name of the movie?
Marriage Story.
I seriously,
premiered at the Venice Film Festival. Let's see if she went to the Venice Film Festival. Sorry.
Are you sick, too? I think we're all sick.
I'm not sick. I'm just... a little behind the scenes. I went to bed at 6:30 this morning. It is 1:27 in the afternoon.
Oh,
my wife got me up at 12:50. She said, we have a podcast. I know we have a podcast.
I called Veronica. I was running late because I was with Marlene. So I said, is it okay if we go 1:30? She'll be calling in 3 minutes. Anyway, so, hey guys. So,
what's our guest's name?
Connie Marie Flores.
Okay. That's
Connie Marie Flores. Anyway, so she stars in that movie. Jeff, I think my sickness has affected my brain because I can't remember.
That's horrible.
This is horrible. My God. Anyway, guys, so she's coming up in a couple of minutes. Jeff, anything else going on in the news right now?
No, wait. Anything else in the news? Of course there's things in the news.
Well, yeah.
There's
tell me something.
By the way, her next project is called What, Bitch?
What?
That sounds like this podcast. This girl, Connie Marie, her next project, complete a short she's done, is called What, Bitch? In this, in Marriage Story, she plays arguing woman. So, hey, she's getting her start. It seems like she's new into
this
the...
This is actually, Jeff, her film debut.
Yeah, that's pretty cool,
that's
right?
That's really cool for her, man.
I have to find out.
And representando Latina, so that is great. You know,
yeah.
And you know what, Jeff? She also could do a lot of, not languages, accents.
Good.
I was seeing that, yes.
Hey, how you doing? I have to see you. I can do some accents,
too. She
could
do also a Russian accent, Jeff.
I know. Da, so do I. Remember I used to imitate the cute Russian pharmacist?
You could also do a great Indian voice.
Who, me?
Yes, you can.
I do a good Indian voice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, hold on. You could do it now.
Don't put me in the spot.
Why not?
Why do you want me to do the Indian accent, Caroline? Tell me, what you doing?
Now do the Russian accent.
What are you doing, Caroline? Hello? Now where are you going to? Hello?
You sound like the guy in the Kris Kringle movie. Anyway.
What guy?
What are the L's? Remember that you da. Got that Santa Claus?
Da. That's okay. My only Russian. Da. I can do Russian. I can't do it like on the fly. I have to, you know, I have to have a script in front of me, that kind of thing, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay.
What else is in the news? There was something big in the news. What was big in the news today that I saw?
Well, Jeff, you know what's trending right now among
what?
Men? And
what?
We have to come back to this, okay? What's trending now among, actually, women? What is the number one gift they will be giving their husbands, all right, for the holidays?
S-E-X.
No. Women are actually taking sexy, almost no clothing photos to give. They're going on these photo shoots and having photos taken to give to their husbands.
Oh, like now, a real shoot, not sexting, like a real
photo shoot of, you know, barely wearing nothing.
Yeah, I see this. Meet the local ladies posing for sexy seasonal photos, a holiday gift to their lovers and themselves.
Now, Jeff, do you think
look
some
at Tatiana Ruiz here.
But Jeff, do you think that some men will be upset that another man saw their wives in barely wearing nothing clothing?
Imagine if you made a calendar for me that looked like that. Other guys could take into the privacy of their own bathroom.
I want to discuss something, guys. In a couple of minutes, I want to discuss something. Jeff went to a party, and he was talking to somebody that I used to date. And I want to get everyone's take on what he said to my husband.
It was nothing. It was mine. You know, I don't even consider it anything. It didn't bother me.
Veronica's calling. Veronica's calling. Veronica? You're on the podcast right now. You're calling on my cell, right?
Oh, did I call the wrong number? I always do that wrong.
You know what, Jeff? Actually, you know what, Jeff? Can you connect this phone?
Yes, I can.
Okay, actually, Veronica, it's okay. Jeff's going to connect this phone onto the studio.
On.
Hang on one second,
Hang on.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it even says Veronica on your phone. Look at that. My phone doesn't say Veronica on it. Not that fancy.
Veronica, how are you?
Hello?
Yes.
Now
we're patched in.
Hold on. I'm in a sea of spaghetti wires here. Hold on. Oh, you know.
Yes, guys, we have Connie Marie Flores coming up right now in the interview. I'm excited. Can't wait to talk to her.
Yes, I'm excited, too.
Are we ready?
We're ready now.
Okay. Go ahead, Veronica. You can patch her in now.
Awesome. I'll do that right now.
Thank you so much. Have a great holiday. If we don't talk to you, okay?
We'll talk to you. Hopefully.
I love Veronica. She's so cool.
She gets
us the coolest interviews, you know?
Yes, she does.
My publicist down in California.
Our publicist.
Yes, that's my publicist. My girl. That's my girl.
Go ahead, guys. I've got Connie for you.
Connie Marie Flores on the podcast, the Carolina Cadillo Show podcast. Welcome to the podcast, Connie. I'm Carolina. This is my husband, Jeff.
How you doing?
Hey, Carolina. Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
Good.
I'm doing great. Hey, congratulations. This is your film debut, correct?
Yes, this is my first featured film.
Oh, my God. Felicidades. First of all, before we talk about the movie, how did that feel? And my question to you also is, how did you go about getting it? I mean, did you have to audition, or someone just saw you on the street? How does that go?
On the street, I like that.
I would love that it was like that urban legend, like the whole Lana Turner thing. But it did not happen that way at all.
Having an egg cream in the drugstore.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who doesn't dream of that happening? Like, my whole teenage life, I thought that would happen.
You're a star. you have a star quality.
you're the one.
You have to be in our movie.
Well, first of all, thank you guys. Mm-hmm. That's very sweet. And yeah, I did definitely have to audition for the part. And when I got the audition, it was all I got was like a breakdown of what's happening in this particular setup. And so it was just like kind of guessing, what do I do, and just putting something together, creating a character kind of out of nothing, really. Uh-huh. Just, you know, whatever the description was. And so it was like, okay, well, I'm getting divorced, so, and I'm the Latina chick getting divorced, so let's pull out some Paquita La del Barrio. And,
oh.
Like, let's listen to every, like, breakup song. And I went that route, and I went in for the audition. The casting director was Francine Maisler, and didn't hear anything. And then a month and a half later, I got the call that I was in, and
oh wow,
that's it.
Oh my god! Yeah. Now, do you remember where you were when you got that phone call?
I was at home, and it was kind of funny because, you know, in actor land, I was in one of those, like, I don't know if I can do this anymore, and nobody likes me, and
yeah,
blah blah. And I was having definitely one of those moments, and that's exactly when I got the call.
Oh my gosh, cool. That is amazing. But I'm surprised it would take that long to call you, tell you got the part. Over a month. I mean,
For sure. Yeah. And that's essentially why I thought I didn't get anything.
Well, it must feel really good. I mean, I know the world's competitive. I mean, maybe people don't want to admit this, but it must feel good to beat out other people for a role, right? Especially in something like this.
Yeah, for sure. And it was kind of cool because when I went in, I definitely went the opposite route. All the other girls that were there to audition were very coiffed, big hair, makeup, suits, you know, they're in the courthouse. And I thought about going that route. And then I, for a split second, thought, let's do something different. What if, you know, what if she's a working gal and getting divorced in L.A. and it's hard, you know, and it's expensive and she's in between jobs and she's running from here to there. So let's just dress her down. She's the normal working gal.
Wow, that is really, really smart. And so, you know, while you got the role, congratulations. Now, you're amongst a huge, I mean, amazing cast. How did that feel?
Oh my gosh. So just walking on set, I remember my heart just pounding out of my chest because, you know, you always think you're set to it and it's going to be like, they're not going to be there. You know?
Exactly.
Scarlett Johansson and Laura Dern are sitting right there. And I was like, mine, they're here.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
I probably would have said, sorry, I can't do the part. I'm leaving.
You know, it's funny. I look at this movie. Okay, this movie is getting massive praise.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I mean, big time. They're talking. I know they're talking SAG Awards, and of course that means Oscar buzz and stuff for people. But I'm just wondering, when they make a movie, I know the writers, Noah Baumbach, who's done other heavy dramas about divorce, basically. I always wonder, do they know going in this is going to be like an award winner? I mean, it's got such a buzz. Like, did they tell you a lot about it whether you kept in the dark, just basically about your role?
I was in the dark about everything. And from my understanding, so was everyone else. So nobody really knew what the movie was about, what was going on. And it was just very hush-hush. And everybody was there to do their part. And that was it.
Like, they know it's going to be a big project, right? Somehow things, I guess, get a buzz. The script goes around Hollywood. Is that how this stuff works?
You know, I'm not sure, but I knew, you know, going in when I met Noah, and everybody was so welcoming and amazing.
That's great.
I knew there was something special happening.
Right.
I just couldn't put my finger on it.
Wow.
And I was just like, okay, well, I'm here for the ride, so I'll just enjoy it.
How many days were you on the set?
Just one long magical day.
Oh wow, that's
wow,
great,
that's
though.
Amazing though. That is really so. You've already gone, obviously, to the film premiere.
Yeah, I went to the film premiere, and that was surreal and awesome, and
oh, wow.
Everything.
Who did you take? Who did you take?
I took my husband. God bless his soul. He's been on this bandwagon with me since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We met when we were really young, like when I was like fresh out of high school. So he's been watching me do this process forever, and of course, he had to be there.
That's amazing. We are so proud of you. Una Latina, you know, representing. That is great. And you know what? I see great things happening for you in a great movie. Now, you have another project also coming up, too, as well, right?
I have a few. Just can't talk about anything just yet.
Good.
Carolina,
you'll be first now.
When I see a title like "What Bitch," I get really curious. That's all.
I never saw that. I'm like, oh. Anyway, listen.
Not that that's ever said in this house, you know, or during this podcast, ever, you know.
Connie, it's been a pleasure talking.
You could say it everywhere.
Huh?
Go ahead.
You could say that anywhere, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Connie, are you on social media?
I am on social media. You can find me on Instagram at Connie Marie Flores.
Oh, great. Listen. Cool. We are so beyond excited for you, representing Latina. So, listen, conquer the world. We can't wait to hear about more of your projects. Please, next time you're in New York, you have to come to our studio, okay? You're welcome here.
Oh, I would love to come by and actually get to meet you guys in the flesh.
Oh, great. Listen, cool. Abrazos.
Much luck.
Exactly.
And continued success.
Exactly.
You know?
Thank you so much, Connie. Take care.
Have a great one.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
That's amazing, though, Jeff. You know what? Sometimes it's your first film.
Yeah. I had another question. I want to know what normal job she did, but you were wrapping up.
Oh, sorry. But you know what, Jeff?
I always want to know what people did, because she definitely was working.
She's definitely done a play.
Yeah, you can tell she was doing regular work.
But, Jeff, you know what, Jeff? It's her first film debut, and you're amongst this amazing cast.
Yeah, she got a picture of herself on her IMDb here with Laura Dern.
Oh, wait.
I guess it must have been in Venice or something.
Wow, that is so
but
cool.
But you know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, sometimes movies come out and, like, nobody cares, but this movie got a lot of buzz away.
I should have asked her if she was ever a background actor like you. You know how you do background stuff?
Oh, my God,
stuff?
You blew her off too fast, Carolina.
I'm so sorry.
Because you don't feel well, right?
Admit the truth. Yes, I don't feel well.
There you
well,
go.
But, you know,
there you go.
But this movie, I definitely want to. So I want to watch yesterday's
I have Netflix. Netflix.
And I also want to watch this film. It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah. And by the way, I'm Netflix.
Marriage Story.
There's some great stuff. It's Marriage Story with
Connie Marie Flores.
And the big stars in there, Laura Dern and Adam Driver.
Can't wait to watch that.
He hosted SNL this past year, Adam Driver.
Since I'm sick today, I'm just going to go upstairs and put my baby
sleeping. Netflix on?
I'll put Netflix and watch TV. You can watch the baby, okay?
No, I'm going to watch. I want to watch the Kacey Musgraves Christmas special again on Netflix.
Again? You watched it already?
Yeah, but
oh my gosh.
It's fun.
Oh, anyway, so let's go back to Jeff. Let's go back to my question.
Yeah.
So Jeff went to his company holiday party, okay?
Yes, the holiday fiesta.
Of course, everyone's drinking.
Decked out in their best dresses.
So, I dated a guy
I was in a Christmas tie.
I dated a guy before I met my husband. I mean, it wasn't a long... It was maybe a couple of weeks and that was that, okay?
Yeah.
But Jess always asked me, anything ever happened between you and him? No. Other than kissing?
But
no.
No.
And I'll admit that here in the podcast. That's it. Anyway, so this guy goes up to my husband a couple of drinks in, right, Jeff?
I was talking to him for a little while.
About a couple of drinks in, and he kisses my husband on the cheek, right, Jeff?
Well, when he went to leave, he said, hey, he gave me a look like, you know that look people... I've known this person 20... I've known him 27 years.
Wow, really? Okay. Anyway,
as long as I've known you, right?
I didn't know you when I started dating him.
Okay.
I did not know you.
No, because then you saw me, and I'm like, why am I going to go for that? And he's a very nice guy. He's good looking and everything.
Yeah. But anyway, so, Jeff, what did he say to you? He went to kiss you, right?
He gave me two guys kissed me that night. I must look really good.
Continue with the story.
No women kissed me. I don't know what the friggin' problem.
Well,
right.
You do attract a lot of gay men, because I'll tell you why.
But they're not gay. The two guys that kissed me aren't gay.
Oh, you're right. You're right. But you do attract a lot of men.
I got a big hug. I got a really big hug from. And it's funny, the two gay guys that I know that were at the party, they just shook my hand like, hey, how you doing?
Oh, okay.
But the two heterosexual guys were kissing me. All right, anyway, he went to kiss me. He went to say goodnight to me. He said, I got to go to work tomorrow. I said, oh, great. And he gave me this big, like, hug and it basically, like, you know, like that kiss on the cheek. And I said, wow, I get a kiss? And he said, yeah, just like I did with your wife years ago.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I said, that's funny. I said, sometimes when I'm a little crazy, I talk about how you might have done more with my wife. He's like, maybe.
And oh, my God. No, I'm telling you right now, nothing ever happened. But I thought that was, I'm like, what the hell?
Well, I know the Latinos in our audience, and Latinas are going to freak out. But in the...
if you have an opinion, 516-63... You know what, Jeff? 516-637-3254. Jeff, get Webby on the phone. I want to get his opinion. Get Webby.
I want to say hello to Pablo, one of our loyal listeners, because we didn't do a podcast for a while, and he answered one of my Facebook posts, and he wrote something about the people demand the podcast. I forgot what he wrote. Something about the people demanding a podcast.
Oh my God! There's a protest going on.
Oh, really? I get. Oh my God! Look who called me—the physical therapist. I got to get over there.
Did you miss your appointment again?
No, I got to go over there though. I've been missing out.
Okay, so get with me because I want to ask Wabin this question. Okay. Anyway, listen, guys, we will be doing more podcasts.
I have something else to mention.
We're not going yet. I have a couple stories. But like Jeff yesterday, it's just what happens. Life with us, and you know, just sometimes it's not easy to do a podcast. But
okay,
Wabin, it's Caroline and Jeff. You're on the podcast again. Hey, listen, I have to ask you.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
Good. Well, I have to ask you a question,
okay? Oh, my God.
Okay?
You don't even let him answer.
No, go ahead.
Hi, how are you? I mean, that's what decent people do when they call somebody. Hello?
Not this one.
I'm sick. I don't feel well. I'm really, really sick today, Wibby.
She's like talking a mile a minute. Like, she thinks talking faster makes the podcast go quicker.
Oh, my God. Wibby.
Yeah, it doesn't work. And, you know, if you don't know how to tell time, it doesn't work like that, sweetheart.
But before we go into the question, you know what? We are getting a lot of texts and emails from listeners.
Where's Goobin?
Where the hell is Goobin? And where the hell are the podcasts? Because we haven't done one in 2 weeks. I'm like, okay, Wibby.
We're back.
We're back, but Wibby is busy. You know, he's got Vacilón de la Mañana. He's at Mega.
The number one morning show over Hot 97.
Really?
Wow! Felicidades.
Because of you, buddy.
Of
I know
course.
That.
Webin's got the personality.
Webin's a hard worker.
Can I tell you why I got? Everyone's always asking me why we got Webin on the podcast.
I know why.
Because when we're at the Luis Jimenez show, Webin was like producing a little behind the scenes, but Webin was always funny every time they'd go on the air.
I remember my wife praising you to death. She said, you're going to like him.
I said, he's being funny. He's street talking.
Then he
being
came.
You know, unfortunately, you know, when I talk to people, I don't do the same about her. I don't know why, but
met you and you came here and I said, hold on. I searched the house to make sure all the jewelry was still here.
And
it was, so I said he can come back.
I'm a decent Hispanic, don't worry.
But you know what's funny? So Webin's a diabetic, Jeff, but you know what's you know what I do? I'd get him donuts and soda every
Saturday when he come here. So my wife.
I mean, I really didn't know. Were we doing a podcast? I really went to your house with donuts and the soda. That's what I went there for.
And by the way, our dog is going to fart in your face the whole time, too, and hump your leg.
Yeah, exactly.
I miss those farts, man.
Yeah. Teddy.
Jay, look at this question, okay? I mean, what are your thoughts on this, what happened, the situation? So Jeff went to his company holiday party the other day.
Nice party.
Yeah, really nice party. Anyway, so an ex-boyfriend of mine was there, okay? He's also in the broadcasting business. But I've known him, I dated him before Jeff, and I only dated him for a couple weeks. No sex, nothing ever happened, just kissing, okay?
No shit, Groucho Marx was there? Wow.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so listen, so Jeff saw him at the party, they're talking, and everyone's like getting buzzed, having drinks. So when this guy goes up to Jeff, who Jeff knows too, he hugged him and kissed him on the cheek.
Like he went to, it was the end of the night. He had to go to work. I said, oh, you're going to work tomorrow? I said, yeah, I got to go to work. And he gave me a big hug and he gave me, you know, one of those big, like man kisses on the cheek, right?
And what did he say with
that? Do you know that was like sarcasm? He's like saying, good luck, buddy. Thank God. That could have been me, asshole.
No. But Jeff, what did he say to you?
And I said to him, wow. I said, I got a kiss on the cheek. And he said to me, yeah, just like I did with your wife years ago. And I said,
whoa.
And then I said to him, I said, sometimes I joke that he might have done a little bit more. And he said something like, he said, maybe. And that was, I said, all right, good to see you. Have a good night.
Okay.
And that was that.
Well, Bean, I have to ask you, if that was you, put yourself in Jeff's shoes and then somebody talked about like that about Claudia, would you be pissed?
Of course I'd be pissed. But you see what it is that Jeff has got that fuck off personality. Like, you know, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah. Like, you know,
he doesn't care.
I mean, Jeff would have been the type that would have pulled his dick out and said, you want to smell her on me? Ha! You know?
But we mean, yeah. Jeff no es celoso para nada. You know? I'm like, what the heck? But I still think
that was... You know what it is, Caro? I mean, I've gotten to that point where I really don't give a shit anymore. Like, I'm too old to be, like, with that playground bullshit. Oh, that's my girl. I mean, what you gonna do? Fucking bring out a switchblade and say, I'm a Latin king and I'm gonna slice you and kiss you? None of that shit, you know? Yeah. But you get old. Where are you going to go, Carolina? You got a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have a dog anymore, but you got a... Where are you going to go? Really?
All right.
Yeah, we've been married so long at this point. I just laughed. I could tell he had a couple drinks in him. I had a couple in me. You know, everybody was looking good. You know, the women were all decked out. Everybody was friendly. There was it's a real...
So, Wibin, you're not jealous at all of Claudia at all anymore?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, if I see that she's wearing something that she doesn't wear with me and stuff like that, I'm like, whoa, what's up? But as far as, like, guys looking at her or some bullshit like that, hey, she's coming home with me. You know, you hey, asshole, you don't know what I go through with her.
The garbage manager would be, let me go take the garbage out in just a bra and panties.
Pero, mira, Wibin. Well, the number one trending gift among women to their husbands and boyfriends is a calendar, a poster of themselves, sexy pictures. I mean, if Claudia gives you an album of sexy pictures of her barely wearing anything, would you be like, okay, who's the photographer that took this? Would you be upset?
No, if she does that shit for Chris, I pack her shit and get the fuck out because I wanted a pair of AirPods. Not that bullshit.
Oh, my God. I want AirPods.
All right,
a calendar of her naked. She walks around here naked all the time when she gets out of here. What the fuck? I want a calendar.
Put some clothes on. What's wrong with you? Put my dinner on the table, and put some clothes on while you're at it.
All right, okay. We love you. We'll talk to you soon. All right, love you.
Take care, man. Fucking see you soon.
Naked calendar. Get the fuck out of here.
See you later.
Bye. Yeah, I should fucking hang up on you for calling for that shit.
He's the best, man.
Bye, Jay. Take care. Bye. Love you. Oh, my God. So we're going to try to get Wibin on. Maybe for... this is what we should do because he can't really be here.
For the holidays.
Maybe like 2 or 3 minutes every podcast, right?
Oh, that's funny.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Because Wibin's part of this podcast. He's always going to be part of this podcast.
He is.
Anyway, guys. So, Jeff, what else is trending right now?
Oh, that's big, though. The New York Post today has got all these pictures of women. That would kind of... I don't know about that, but that would kind of get me. Like, if you did the story.
Really?
And you're in the... look at this woman in the New York Post. She's totally got the bang me look on her face.
Nothing upsets you, though. Nothing upsets you when I do anything. Nothing. You don't get jealous. You never... Jeff really never gets mad at me.
Because I've got you, like what Bean said. You're not going anywhere.
Do you really?
You got it good here. The kid, we had the dog.
Okay. All right.
We got the house. What more do you need? All right, we drive old cars. We're not rich.
Okay. Anyway, hey,
listen. The podcast is successful in the sense that people like it. It doesn't make us a lot of money, though.
So, Jeff,
go ahead.
Because health benefits are so expensive, and some people don't have health benefits, all right?
Mm-hmm.
They actually take medication that is not prescribed to them.
Right.
For example, they said a lot of people, some people, this is according to Guardian reports, a new research effort reveals that online stores that offer cheap antibiotics meant for pet fish are in favor of some who take the medication themselves instead because they can't afford healthcare or it's too expensive.
You're taking fish medication?
Yeah, but Marlene said, my sister said that, is that okay for you to take? Is it such a low dosage that it's okay?
Well, if you find yourself swimming a lot after you have you realize it changes your body chemistry.
Oh, my God.
You know, maybe if you grow a fin. I don't know. I know people do crazy things in the medical world. It's not easy. The world is, you know, medical care is expensive. People will do anything. You can buy Viagra online if you want to get, if you want to constantly be able to have sex as a guy. You can buy generic Viagra online. I don't even really think you need a prescription for that. People can just buy that.
By the way, one more story. You know what? You're going to be happy because a lot of shows that got canceled are now uncanceled. For example, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is going from Fox to NBC.
It's been on NBC.
No, but I'm just saying a lot of shows are. These are just examples.
That was last year.
This came out today.
All right, a little slow.
Oh, what about this? Why is it in the Post today?
Wait, because they had a story about other shows that had gone.
Oh, they gave this as an example.
Yeah,
okay.
These TV shows died and were resurrected by the competitors one day at a time.
Yes, that's the one they were talking about.
Lucifer was another one.
Mm-hmm.
The Mindy Project. Then there's stuff that I really like that just gets canceled, that vanishes. By the way, I've been watching The Masked Singer.
What's that?
Where they, you know, where the people dress up as like a tree, or they dress up as like a star, yeah. And they come out and dance, and people have to come out and sing, and people have to guess who they are.
All that.
So it got ruined for me the other night. I was going to watch it, and I opened up the post, and Anna Gasteyer, remember from SNL?
Yeah.
She was revealed to be the tree the other night.
Oh.
These people sing, and you don't know who they are. Yeah. It looks like the stupidest show in the world. But you know what? It's actually kind of entertaining.
I didn't like the show because, you know, I want to know who it is. I don't want to have to wait for another
episode.
That's
the whole, no, you find out at the end who the loser is that day.
Really? But how about the other people that are there?
You've got to watch every episode.
No, I can't. No, it's
a lot of people
stressful.
Are watching it. You know, it's averaging 6 million viewers a night.
Really? Wow.
That's a lot of people to watch.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I was tuned in the whole time, and then when the other singer that was masked didn't get unmasked, I'm like,
no.
What happened?
And they
disguised
their voice. They're like. Hold on, let me see if I got my thing here. Hold on, hello? Wait, that's hold on. It's not working. You're like, oh no, that's not it either. Hold on, hello? It's like,
hey, hi, how are you? Yeah, they're like this, talking.
Like that.
And then suddenly it's like, my heart can't go on. Like suddenly
they're
singing.
They're singing, right?
Yeah, like when they talk, they have them like this, they have them wired up, so it's like, yeah.
And they got that terrible host, though. Oh, that guy's the worst. You know, the guy that used to do the morning radio show in New York.
Nick Cannon?
Oh, he's just terrible.
Mariah
Carey's ex-husband. He's like a D-list host to me.
But obviously somebody likes him.
You know
somebody
else,
likes
you,
him.
You know who else is terrible at hosting?
Who?
That Michael Strahan.
Meanwhile, I like him.
But you
I
know
who's
really
like
good?
Who?
To me, you compare Michael Strahan to watching someone, a professional comedian like Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
There's no comparison. Yeah. Strahan is an ex-football player.
Yeah, but you know, Jeff, he did make it, and I think he's pretty good. I like
him.
Oh,
he's terrible.
Jeff, are you buying your boss a gift for Christmas? Or is there a grab bag at work this year?
You know, there's no grab bag at my job because it's when we all use this, bless you, we all use the same studio, and we don't really see each other, we don't mingle with each other. And when
really?
I worked at Cablevision, we all worked together, it was like, a whole crew.
Yeah.
I work alone at night. I'm in a little cubicle.
Yeah.
It's the traffic center, but it's still a cubicle,
oh,
you know.
Wow. Anyway, so why am I asking this? A lot of people feel like really pressured and causes a lot of stress having to buy a gift for an office mate, okay?
Right.
Look at this survey, Jeff. A LinkedIn survey found that 31% of employees say they feel they have to add coworkers to their gift-giving lists. And
really?
40% wish their company would eliminate gift giving.
Really?
What do you think about that?
It's so easy though, because you go to the store, okay? And there's so many things this time of year that you don't think of yourself, okay?
Yeah.
You just think I'm going to buy. You know, like I was in Trader Joe's yesterday, and I bought that set of maple syrup for myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
For myself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a gift idea. $10.
Yeah.
There's so many things, like, you don't, if you take yourself out of the situation and you don't think, oh, would I buy that for myself? Like, see this thing? Here's Donald Trump's head. It's a squeezy Donald Trump head.
Yeah.
You get this from someone who hates Trump.
Yeah.
$5 or $10 at 7-Eleven on the counter.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you know, there's all sorts of things. Oh, by the way, I did want to mention something. I took Carolina. We went last weekend to see a show on Broadway.
Oh, yeah. An amazing show, guys.
And,
amazing.
You know, you might not have an interest in this, but if you like music and you like rhythm and you like, to me, if you like life, okay? You know what I mean? I just thought this thing is so life-affirming.
I've never heard of the singer.
Carolina did not know who David Byrne is. David Byrne was in a band called Talking Heads.
I didn't know that, but okay. I was like, oh my gosh, am I going to enjoy this?
And here is one of their big songs from 1983.
Like,
burning down the house.
I was like, do they have Spanish songs?
No, but they got Brazilians in the band. There's
You're
Spanish
right.
people in the band.
Colombians, remember?
It's a multicultural band.
Watch out. Back there, won't Jonathan. Cool, baby.
But it's like nothing. Is it true when I say it's like nothing you've ever seen?
Exactly. It's
a musical performance, but there are no instruments on the stage. Everybody's holding what they play. They're marching. They're walking. It's a story. It's a really good play.
It's a very
visually
good play.
Stunning.
Yeah,
it's 85 minutes or 80 minutes. It goes by.
And the one intermission there's no intermission, but the one before it is really good.
What before it?
Oh, did I have wine there? No, I saw the bottled wine they were selling.
What intermission?
Too.
What are you talking about?
There was
about?
No intermission. But before the play starts, everybody's having wine. I saw the bottle they were serving. I'm like, wow, that's good
was
wine.
Was it good?
I didn't get to have a glass, remember?
And we actually went to a French restaurant across the street.
Yeah, it was a great day.
But anyway, yeah, if you get a chance, everybody, it's called David Byrne's American Utopian. I know this is Carolina's show, but I'm pushing it anyhow.
Hey, guys, if you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. Right. Yeah. And we're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. If you want to email us, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. Jeff, your info?
JJ, the DJ at optonline.net, at Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook, and picture me and Salma Hayek together. I'd love to get together again sometime with Salma Hayek. Salma Hayek, if you're listening, honey, really, okay?
Yeah, she's going to call you right now, Jeff.
I'd give her a kiss on the cheek.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Listen,
any of her cheeks.
We'll be back again next week, hopefully, all right? No, maybe a new podcast tomorrow. I'm around
tomorrow.
Yeah,
we'll do another one tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do another one tomorrow. We love you guys.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Say it again, my boy Selecta.
The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.